"Ned!" I exclaimed. "In person, sir, and still after his prize," the Canadian replied. "You were thrown overboard after the frigate's collision?" "Yes, Professor, but I was luckier than you, and right away I was able to set foot on this floating islet."
"Islet?"
"Or, in other words, on our gigantic narwhale."
"Explain yourself, Ned."
"It's just that I soon realized why my harpoon got blunted, and couldn't puncture its hide."
"Why, Ned, why?"
"Because, Professor, this beast is made of boilerplate steel." At this point in my story, I need to get a grip on myself, reconstruct exactly what I experienced, and make doubly sure of everything I write. The Canadian's last words caused a sudden upheaval in my brain.